The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Hello and welcome back to Mutual Presents, our sneak look into what's going on in the Mutual Audio Network YouTube. I'm Jack Ward. Theme music today came from Sharon B., of course. Every day on our YouTube channel, we release classic Mutual Broadcasting Network shows. And this week, in honor of the Sonic Summerstock Playhouse premiere, we present a double feature from Monday Matinee with First Nighter, The Three Who Face Death, and Love and Gazoza. Enjoy!
Campana's Italian Bomb presents the First Nighter program, a copyrighted feature, coast to coast. Theater time, Broadway. Once again, you're invited to attend the opening night performance of a new play in the little theater off Times Square. All theater land thrills to those magic words, opening night. It's a supreme moment for the producer. It's the acid test for the author and the actors. They're all wagering their time and talent on their ability to please the public taste for entertainment. Will they succeed tonight? Will this new play be the sensation of the season? Well, there's one thing we do know. We don't want to miss any of the excitement, so let's get underway. Here's my cab. Won't you step in and we'll start for the theater. Beating to the rhythm of commerce in the daytime and to the gaiety of nightlife after sundown, and on just a short distance to the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Have your tickets ready, please.
Hey, that looks like
something
cool.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you the box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
Here we are all still in our box with a minute or two before the play begins. I see that the title of tonight's play is Three Who Face Death, another original by Addison Simmons. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. In the star parts are Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine. Mr. Tremaine is cast as Paul, a young professor of psychology. Miss Luddy is to play the role of Mary, a young lady whose life is endangered by an unexpected set of circumstances. As usual, there's an all-star cast. And now, here is Eric Segerquist with his famous orchestra, Before First Curtain.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Matt.
Yeah. Go ahead, Whitey.
Matt, I got the thing.
Yeah? Where?
Up in Loganville.
Well, what did you do?
I didn't do nothing. I'll put the finger on him for you, but that's all I'll do, and you know it.
Okay. I'll take care of her myself. Where do I find her?
Boss, there's something happened to her.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, I think she's gone out of her head. She pulls up the car right down on the main street, and she gets out. She walks right by me, looking kind of dazed-like, see? She looks straight at me, but she don't recognize me. And she ain't forgetting me that quick, unless something's wrong with her brain.
Sure. That's amnesia. That's what you get when you're scared stiff. Where is she now?
She's parked in front of our house, just on the outside of town. I'm falling from a drugstore. I can see her from here.
Yeah? What's your address?
Corner Smith and Dean.
Right. I'll catch a plane. I'll be up there in half an hour.
Okay, but when you get here, I'm beating it.
Okay. Goodbye. Get out and take a walk. We both needed that. Psychology books and psychology classes. If I didn't have my walk every night, I'd need to be looked at by a psychologist myself.
I must join you more often, Ben.
Ben, there's a car in front of the house. A roadster.
Who's in it?
Dad. That's Mary.
No.
It is Dad. Come on. Mary. Mary, honey.
It is. Mary,
you've come back home.
Mary.
Mary, come on. Get out of the car.
Mary.
Oh, there's something wrong. Mary, what's the matter?
Mary.
Bring her inside, Paul. Yes. Come on, dear. Come in the house.
I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, dear. Open the door, Dad. Come in, Mary.
I'm afraid.
But there's nothing to be afraid of. You're home, Mary.
In the living room, Paul.
Yes.
I've got to get away.
Sit down there, dear. That's it.
I've got to get away.
What's the matter, Mary?
Mary?
Son, this is amnesia. Mary, listen to me. Do you know who I am?
Don't know.
Dear, listen. You've had some trouble and you've come home. Everything's going to be all right now.
Yes, dear. Paul and I will see that everything's all right.
Paul?
Son, I think she'd better get some rest first. She looks worn out.
All right, then. Come along, Mary. You're going to get some sleep.
Sleep? I'm afraid.
Well, if you could only tell us what you're afraid of, Mary. Come on, try.
I don't know.
Who would that be? You stay with her, Dad. I'll go. All right, son.
Now, don't cry, Mary.
Good evening. Come in.
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want my wife.
Your wife? Mary?
Yeah, Mary. Where is she?
What is it, Paul? Something wrong?
Dan,
this man says he's Mary's husband.
That's what I said.
Just a minute. Who are you?
I said I'm Mary's husband. Isn't that good enough?
Dad, I know who this man is.
Oh, yeah?
Dad, take a good look at him. He's that gangster. You've seen his picture in the paper any number of times.
Why?
Yes. Madden.
That's right. Now, where's my wife?
Madden, I don't believe Mary's your wife. And you're not going to see her.
I tell you, she is my wife, and I want to see her right now.
Mr. Madden, let me tell you something about Mary. She was born and raised in this town. She was an orphan. And I raised her here in this house.
a member of my own family.
So what?
Miss Madden, Mary loved my son. His is my son.
His.
She went away to the city for a singing career. When she had enough of it, she was coming home to marry my son.
Oh, don't bother to tell him, Dad.
Just a minute, Paul. Madden, Mary didn't go to the city to mingle with such as you, let alone marry you.
Listen, White Whiskers. In my day, I smacked down plenty of guys for talking back to me.
Yes, and we know just how you smacked them down. With a gun.
You better look out how you talk. Nobody ever proved I used a gun on anybody.
We know all about that, too. You've been tried for murder 3 times, but you shake off a murder charge like a duck shakes off water.
You know all about me, don't you?
All I want to know. Dad, phone for the police. I'll see that he stays where he is.
Well, now, ain't he the brave boy, though? Listen, White Whiskers. Before I came in here, I cut your telephone wires. So don't bother trying to telephone.
Madden, this will get you exactly nothing.
Yes.
Mary, get back in here.
I'm afraid alone.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be afraid anymore, Mary. I've come to take you back home.
Home? Who are you?
Now, Mary, don't tell me you don't know your little Danny. Mary?
Mary?
She, poor kid, she's sick talking like that.
She's sick, all right. And unless I'm mistaken, you know what she's sick about.
Yeah? What does that crack mean?
Suppose you tell me.
All right, smart guy. Maybe I will tell you.
I thought you could. Mary, please go back in there and close the door.
Yes.
Okay, gents. You want it, or you'll get it. Mary's got a good reason for being like she is. You know why?
Why?
Because she croaked a guy, that's why. And she got this way from the shock of it.
I don't believe it.
Nor do I. No, of course you don't. But I'm a guy that knows.
Madden, none of these lies will get you anything. Mary is not leaving here.
Is that so? Well, okay. And I'm not leaving either, see? She's my wife, and if she stays, I stay. Get it?
The curtain comes down in the first act. Tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Let me ask this question. Would you be surprised to know that Campana has spent over $600,000 exclusive of advertising in the last 5 or 6 years for the sole purpose of educating women on how to use Italian Balm correctly? Perhaps you'll say, well, that sounds silly. All you do is put Italian Balm on your face and hands, just like any other lotion. Well, the truth is you don't use Italian Balm just like any other lotion. Italian Balm is rich, full body, and just a little goes a long, long way. Too much for application does not give satisfactory results. That's why Campana invented the dispenser idea, now in use in over 3 million homes, because the Italian Balm dispenser gives you just one drop at a time. That's why each Italian Balm carton says, use sparingly. This product spreads widely. And let me say this to you. We know that Italian Balm is a definitely superior preparation. It contains the costliest ingredients to be found in any of the largest selling brands. Yet its cost to use is so small because it goes so far that you can't find any greater economy in any lotion. Right now, you can get the famous Italian Balm dispenser at your drug or department store in a special package containing a 60-cent bottle of Italian Balm and the dispenser. Here is the ideal and convenient way to use this soothing skin softener. It lets down exactly the right amount for an application to both hands. And the 60-cent bottle contains nearly 500 dispenser applications. Save money. Ask for the dispenser package tomorrow.
Thank you.
is the second act of Three Who Face Death.
Come in, Dad. Where's Madden?
In the living room. How's Mary? Asleep?
No, just lying there with her eyes closed. She speaks now and then. Mumbles.
Son, what are we going to do? What if Madden is married to her? You don't believe that, Dad. After all, we don't know. It's so many months since Mary wrote to us.
Dad, she couldn't marry a man like that. She wouldn't.
She wouldn't want to. But a man like that, that's what he wants with threats. Paul, shouldn't one of us try to get out of the house and drive down for the police?
No. This isn't a job for the police yet, Dad.
But why not, sir?
Because I want to know first the real cause of Mary's amnesia.
What can we do, Paul? Can we just sit and wait?
No, we won't just sit and wait. Dan, do you remember the London Door treatise on hypnotism?
Possibly, yes. Why?
You remember he tried hypnotism to cure amnesia?
Paul, yes.
I'm going to try it, Dan.
Of course, Paul.
It may work. It's worth trying.
Yes, son, you must try it.
Lock the door.
All right, Paul. Go ahead.
Yes. Mary. Mary, are you awake?
Mary.
Mary. Come, dear. Get up.
Get up?
Yes, that's it. I want you to sit. Right here.
Sit here?
Just sit there and relax. Dad, light one of those candles.
Yes, Paul.
Put it on the mantle and turn off the other lights. Now, Mary. Look here.
Mary.
I'm going to help you. I want you to trust me, dear. I want you to do exactly as I say. I want you to sit there and relax and fix your eyes on the flame of that candle.
Candle.
That's it. Keep looking. Looking.
Looking.
Mary, in that candlelight, in that yellow flame, is peace. You're going to sleep, Mary. A sweet, deep sleep. You're going to rest. You will go to sleep. Sleep. And when you wake up, all your troubles will be gone. Now sleep. Amnesia. You're bewildered. You echo words. You're stunned. Can you do it?
Yes.
Come on, open it up.
Just a minute.
Careful now, Manny.
What's the idea of locking a door?
In my own home, Madden, I intend to lock any door I please.
Yeah? You're a pretty tough customer, ain't you? Oh. Hello, Mary. How you feeling? Come on. Look up here. What are you afraid of?
Afraid?
There's nothing to be scared of. I'll take care of you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Come on now. Get your hat and coat on. I'm taking you out of here right now.
You're not taking her out of here?
Oh, yes, I am. What's more, I got a couple of little jobs to do right here before we go.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and your old man, Mr. Smart Guy. Just where do you think I was when you were pulling that hypnotism act? Yeah, Mary. You ain't so full of amnesia now, are you? I was outside that door listening to the whole thing. So you told what you knew, didn't you?
I didn't mean it, Madden. Listen, Madden, you can take me out of here. You can do what you want with me, but please let them alone.
Mary, just a minute. He's not going to take you out of here.
No? I suppose you're going to stop me.
Yes, I'll stop you.
Madden, put away that gun.
Yeah? Listen, my friend. There are three people who know that I bumped off Al Malone. Now, if you don't think I'm going to do something about those three people, you've got another guess coming.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
Now then, let's talk over something important. I'm authorized by Campana to make a startling offer tonight to every woman in this coast-to-coast audience. Listen carefully, please, for here's the sensational news. Campana wants to give you, absolutely free, a full 20-cent jar of their amazing facial cleansing pads, Fresh Skin Coolie. You get this jar without one penny of cost. It's a gift. This is Campana's way of allowing you to judge for yourself how convenient coolies are. Why so many women call coolies the greatest advance in face cleansing methods in years. Coolies, you know, are soft, round discs of cloth saturated with dress skin. They're quick, convenient, and sanitary. Each pad gives you a complete 60-second facial, removing dirt, shiny oil, makeup, leaving your skin perfectly prepared for fresh makeup. Coolies are ideal for use on the go, traveling, shopping, dancing. And for home use, to remove makeup before going to bed, you'll find them a real blessing. To get your free 20-cent jar of coolies, ask tomorrow at your drug or department store for the 35-cent Italian Balm Coolies Combination Package. You get the 35-cent bottle of Italian Balm at no increase in price, plus the free 20-cent jar of coolies. Both products for the price of the Italian Balm alone. Get this bargain now while it's available.
Murder. What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? What would you do if you were in my spot?
Paul would never be in your spot. A coward hiding behind a gun.
So I'm a coward, am I?
Certainly you're a coward. Your kind is always brave with a loaded gun. Without a gun, you're the yellowest form of humanity.
That's what you say.
Madden, I've met your kind before. I've studied your type. Every line of your face spells cowardice, from the weak mouth to the shifty, watery eyes. Your kind has got to have a gun to behave like a man.
Yeah? What are you trying to do? Get me to put up this gun and handle you with my bare hands?
Oh, no, no. A yellow rat doesn't give up his only source of security.
You're pretty smart, ain't you? All you got to do is make me ashamed of myself for a coward. I put up the gun and we go at it with fists. And then somebody clips me on the head from behind and it's all over. Ain't that a smart trick now?
It's certainly something a coward wouldn't risk.
Yeah. You know what, smart guy? I think I'm going to give you your wish. I think maybe that'd be fun, bashing in that face of yours.
The fun's waiting for you if you want it.
Sure, I want it. But it ain't gonna work out the way you think. Now listen, all three of you. Once there were some people that turned me into the cops and figured they'd be witnesses in a nice little murder trial for me. You know, it's a funny thing, but something happened to them before they could get down to the courthouse to testify.
I thought you understood we knew all about that.
I just wanted to make sure, that's all. Well, you still looking for a fight?
I think so.
Okay, but I'm warning you, all three of you. My gun goes in my pocket, see? And as long as it's fair fighting, it stays there. But if anybody tries any funny business, so help me, I'll plug you.
Don't worry. It'll be a fair fight.
Okay. The gun's in my pocket. Come on, fight.
Hold on, please.
Mary, stay back. Keep her back, Dad.
Well, I'm waiting.
Yes, then you'll get what you're waiting for. Where are you?
Oh, please, look out, you senor.
Mary, stay back. Stay back.
All right. Get up. If you can do it,
Paul. Get up, Paul.
Yeah. Get up, Paul. Come on.
Oh, Paul.
Mary, look out. Get out of the way. Madden, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, but come on, enjoy.
Oh, he's down. He's down. Quick, get his gun.
I'll get it.
Paul, he doesn't move. I think he's dead.
No, he isn't dead. He's just out cold.
What do we do with him, Paul?
I don't know. Yes, I do. I know what we'll do with him.
What?
We'll finish Mr. Madden.
Paul, you can't kill
him. I'm not going to kill him. He's going to do it all himself. Give me a hand with him, Dad. I want to sit him up in this armchair.
What is it, son? What are you going to do?
I'm going to manufacture a little justice. Lift him. Come on, help me. That's it. Now, sit there, Mr. Madden, and make yourself comfortable.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Mary, turn off the light.
Yes, Paul.
Now, we'll just swing the chair around so that Mr. Madden faces the candlelight. There, that's better.
Son, you can't hypnotize this man.
You'll see.
Paul, you know you can't hypnotize an unwilling subject.
I can if I catch him in a moment when his will is dulled.
But how?
When he begins to come to, that's the chance. If I can put him under quickly, he'll have no will to resist.
He's coming out of it, Paul.
Quiet now. Don't speak a word. I've got to work fast. Madden. Madden. Open your eyes, Madden. That's it. Don't move. Stay just as you are. Madden, there's a light straight ahead of you. Candlelight. That's it. Look at it. Keep looking. Keep looking. Madden, you're going back to sleep. You're going back to sleep at once. The light. The candlelight, Madden. Keep looking. Keep looking. Sleep, Madden. Close your eyes. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Sleep, Madden. Sleep.
He's out, Paul.
Yes. Madden, now open your eyes. That's it. Now look at me. That's it. Now listen. Listen to every word. Madden, I'm going to send you away from this house. It won't be your own will that takes you away. It will be my will. Because you're going to do what I say. Exactly what I say. You're going to leave this house with only one purpose ahead of you. From now on, you're going to tell the truth. You're going to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Do you hear, Madden? You're going back to the city where you came from. And you're taking only one thing with you. Truth. For you, the deadly truth. There's a grand jury sitting, Madden. You'll go to them. You'll confess to the murder of Hal Malone. You'll confess to your other crimes, and you'll stick to your story. You'll stick to the truth until the truth makes a finish of you. You hear me? Answer me. You hear me?
Yes.
The truth, you understand?
Yes.
All right. Get up. Madden, the door to the street is open. It's the door into the night. The blackest night you ever stepped into. Blackest because you carry your own doom in your own hands. I might have killed you, Madden, but I don't want even your evil blood on my conscience. I might have turned you over to the police in the regular way, but you're too slick for the regular way. And so I send you this way, to bring yourself to justice.
Yeah.
But before you go, I want you to tell me what you're going to tell those who ask you. Speak. What are you going to tell?
I killed Hal Malone. I killed Red Adams. I killed my own brother. My own brother.
Madden, take that story and the rest of it to those who want to know. Down there at the next corner, you'll meet a policeman. Tell it to him. He'll help you on your way. Now, good night, Madden. And may God have mercy on you.
Oh, Paul.
Mary, dear. Mary, don't. Let her cry, Father. It'll do her good. Come here, Mary. Come, dear.
And the curtain falls on another first night of success, the 419th performance in the little theater off Times Square, which is Elaine and Miss Bloody are in front of the footlights. And now, before we move on to a smart party at an uptown supper club, remember that daylight saving time becomes effective day after tomorrow. Therefore, next Friday, if your community does not have daylight time, tune in first nighter 1 hour earlier than tonight. If your community does observe daylight savings, then tune in at the usual hour. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.
Italian Bomb presents the First Nighter program, a copyrighted feature, coast to coast. Theater time on the Great White Way, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to attend an opening night performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. There'll be plenty of traffic tonight, so let's get an early start to the theater. Here's my cab, won't you step in? All right, driver, up Broadway.
Tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. Curtain in 2 minutes. Thank you. We'll go right in.
All right. We have just a moment now before the play begins. I see that the title of this evening's dramatic offering is Love and Gazooza, an original comedy romance by Virginia Safford, co-starring Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine. The story is pure fiction and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his famous orchestra. First curtain, the house lights are out, and here's the play.
Uh-oh.
Great Scott, are we out of gas?
Now, Dad, don't get excited.
290 in the shade and no shade. You would rent a car and drag me around to see Mexico in the raw?
Well, we can probably get gas at that house.
What house?
See that gate? A big rancho like that would have gasoline.
Look, Emily, we're supposed to be on our way to my oil wells down at the Tehuantepec. And for no good reason, we're miles and miles away in Cholula. There's something fishy about this. Where's that Mexican fellow live?
Why, in Mexico. What Mexican fellow?
Why did he leave New York in such a rush?
He didn't. He left very slowly.
What happened between you and him?
Why, Daddy, I hardly knew him. Just a mere acquaintance. Look, Daddy, down the road.
Huh? There's some Mexican on a horse. Emily, stop digging around under the seat.
I've got to find my compact.
Buenas tardes, amigos.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Emilita. Little Emilita.
Why, Esteban, imagine running into you down here. Esteban, here's Daddy.
Daddy? Oh, that is to say, Senor Caldwell. Oh, but this is wonderful. To find little Emilita at the gate of my hacienda.
This big rancho doesn't belong to you.
Oh, but she.
Why, imagine that, Daddy.
Imagine.
But how did you get here?
Why, we ran out of gas.
Gasolina?
Uh-huh.
But I am mucho gasolina. Come to my house. I will shower you with gasolina.
Just in the tank, please.
Oh, never. Never have I been so excited. I leap from my horse.
Oh, isn't he wonderful, Daddy?
I untie my lasso, and springing before the car, I tie it to the cow catcher.
He's going to tow us there.
Yes, I'm following the action.
Now I leap on to my horse. Yes, that's here we are. We are ready, no?
Ready.
Bueno. And off we go. Come in. I bid you welcome to my house. Come in.
Oh, how lovely and cool.
Hey, nice old place you have here.
Gracias, senor. It's the Etica.
How's that?
It is your house, senor.
Oh, no, I couldn't take it. Yes. I see what you mean. Thanks.
Come into the patio. Pedro has cool drinks waiting for us.
Oh, look, a fountain. And the flowers. Esteban, it's heavenly.
Heavenly now that you are here, Emilita. Senor, what will you have?
Is that Gazuza?
You like Gazuza, senor?
He's had it everywhere we've been in Mexico.
Thanks. You know, a fizzy pop like this would be a sensation in the States. I'd like to know who makes it.
Oh, Emilita, so many times I've dreamed in my mind of you, sitting here by my fountain. When you sent me away from New York...
I didn't send you away.
What you gave me, what you say, the French?
The gate. But I said we'd always be friends.
Oh. My heart breaks. I come home to my hacienda, but always I think of you. Always I say to myself...
Stephen, please, not out in public.
Don't mind me. I'm strolling around the garden.
Everything is yours, senor. Pick all the flowers. Oh, Emily.
Stephen.
My little coffee blossom.
Your what?
Coffee blossom.
Oh, Stephen, we must never, never quarrel again.
What is nothing to quarrel about now, my sweet? You have come. Each day I think, mañana she will see her mistakes. Mañana she will come. So now, it is mañana.
You mean you've been expecting me?
I knew you would realize how much you love me.
You knew. You were waiting for me. You're the most conceited person I've ever met in my life.
Conceited? Because I knew you would come?
I didn't. Dad had to come to Tehuantepec to see his oil wells.
So? Then why are you in Cholula?
We're just passing through.
Oh, you funny little monkey. You come here because you knew this is where your Esteban lives.
That had nothing to do with it, and you're not my Esteban.
Oh, but I am. I make myself a present to you. Oh, Emily, it does not matter. You are here. We are happy. I will show you my friendly country.
Well, we must be going.
To see my country?
Back to our hotel.
You talk of hotels when I'm making love to you.
It's the El Grande. Dad, come on, we must go.
Emilita, wait. I have much more to say.
You've already said a great deal.
Are we leaving already?
No, you must stay.
Come, Dad, where's our car?
Oh, Esteban, about that gasoline.
No, it was not necessary, senor. There was plenty of gasoline in the tank. Emilita, wait, you must not go.
Hurry, Dad.
Emily, why you act like this? You are angry, but why are you angry? Why?
I prefer not to discuss it.
Senor, you are her father. Ask her why she's angry.
Why are you angry, Emily?
I'm not angry. I never felt more pleasant. Get in, Dad. Goodbye, Esteban. Thanks for the gasoline.
And the gazooza. Ah, great stuff.
It has been my pleasure, senor.
Hey, Melita, why you do this crazy thing? You come, you are happy, you go, you are angry. Why? Why?
Goodbye, Esteban.
Goodbye. Adios. So, this is a pretty arm, I. You little spoiled monkey. Okay, but maybe this time I show you. Oh, caramba, how can I love you so much?
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby, your downstairs, please. Attention, please.
Tomorrow morning, how would you like to get a letter with $100 in it? Could you use $100? How about $1,000? How about $5,000? Listen, you may think things like that don't happen, but they are happening. Tomorrow or the next day, five people whose names I'll give you later in this program actually will get the thrill of getting a letter containing $100. And a few weeks from now, someone will get a check for $1,000 and someone else a check for $5,000. How come? Because Campana is giving away $10,000 in cash in order to get people everywhere acquainted with the fact that there are now two kinds of Italian bomb on the market. For a good many years, there's been just one kind of Italian bomb, the famous regular Italian bomb, one of the most popular hand lotions ever developed. But now, realizing that some skins are less dry and less sensitive to weather, wind, and hard water than other skins, and that millions of women want a hand lotion for mild weather in the spring, summer, and fall, as well as in the winter, Campana has prepared a second kind of Italian bomb called Special Improved Italian Bomb. Now, we're sincerely interested in finding out which of the two kinds you like the better. We're giving away $10,000 in cash to get your opinion. $500 every week, that is $100 to each of five people, plus a grand prize of $5,000 and a runner-up prize of $1,000. Listen later and I'll tell you more about it. Are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Love and Gazooza.
Coffee, senor?
Yeah. Gracias, Pedro. Pedro, listen.
Si, senor.
Pedro, if you love a beautiful senorita, very stubborn, and she does not know what you want, but you know she loves you, though she will not admit it, what would you do?
I think beating is always good, senor.
No, Pedro. Women and horses must never be beaten. It makes them rear up on their hind legs and show their teeth.
I think beating is good. More coffee, senor?
Gracias.
Senor, how you feel about kidnapping?
Kidnapping? No. She would be a terrible captive.
Si.
What do you mean, si? You mean no?
Si, senor. No.
And might set fire to El Grande Hotel. And then dash in a saber from the roaring flames.
But, senor, you own the hotel.
Si. Oh, that is right. But Santa Maria, I must do something. She's my life. She's everything. I cannot lose her again.
Senor, the guitar.
No, Pedro, no. Do not play now. I have no mood for music.
But, senor, it melts the cold heart. They love the romance, these little senoritas. The song beneath the window.
Oh, that is it. I will woo her like that. Give me the guitar, Pedro. Bring my horse. I go to town. I got to be romantic.
Have a glass of gazooza, Emily. It's delicious.
No, thanks.
Want to go out in the plaza and watch the handsome dons make goo-goo eyes at the senoritas?
Heavens, no.
Well, if you feel like that, why do we hang around here? Why don't we go on to the Wantepec?
No, I don't want to go just yet. The climate here agrees with me.
I give up. Of course, I never thought you'd marry a foreigner, but still in all, Esteban's a fine chap. I can see how a girl would. In fact, if I loved him enough to come all this way to see him, I'd marry him.
You two would make a lovely couple, dear.
Boy, bring me another bottle of Gazooza.
I thought he'd be here by this time.
By George, I wish I could find out who makes that stuff.
He must have been crazy to have thought...
Gazooza, senor?
Well, if he doesn't care, I don't either. I'm going to bed, Daddy.
It's hot inside. Nice out here in this patio. Say, waiter, who makes this Gazooza?
Why, you wish to know, senor.
Great Scott, why do you all act so suspicious?
No, sabe, senor. We are stranger here.
Good night, Daddy. I'm going in.
Nobody will tell me. You think I was planning to steal the stuff. Where are you going, Emily?
Oh, you... hadn't even tried to see me. What are you doing out there?
I'm singing.
Well, go sing somewhere else.
Oh, senorita, how can you be so cold of heart when you are so beautiful? Your lips like red cherries, your cheeks like fragrant peach blossoms.
Stop that. Go away.
So gentle, so little and lovely, I cannot live without you.
This isn't going to get you anywhere.
Mañana I will learn your name. Mañana I will seek permission of your papa to pay my respects.
Don't be silly. You know my name. You know me.
But tonight I pour out my heart in song beneath your window. Since the moment I saw you, senorita, my heart beats only for you.
Esteban, do you feel all right?
No, oh, now you spoil it. You will not pretend with me.
But what sort of talk was that?
Listen. In New York, I make love the Americano way. Now I make love within my own country. I pretend I have seen you with your dueña in the plaza. I come sing beneath the grill of your window. Cuando se le de Havana, valgame Dios. It is beautiful, romantic. But no. You have no imagination.
Well, you needn't get mad. How was I to know you were...
You're a spoiled little brat. You think you can twist me around your finger, but no. I have finished.
Esteban, you're not going to let me go away, but back home.
Would you have me beg for love? No. This is the end. Forever.
Esteban.
Adios.
I'd feel a lot better if you'd come along to the want to pay.
No, Dad, I'm going back to the States. As soon as your train leaves, I'm going back to hotel and pack.
And for Pete's sake, change your clothes.
Oh, stop fussing about these shorts. At least they're cool.
You shouldn't wear shorts down here. These people don't understand the way they look at you.
Oh, get on, Daddy. Oh, wait, your carton of Gazooza.
Oh, yes, thanks. I must have that. And nobody will tell me who makes it.
Daddy, your train's moving.
Goodbye, Emily. Be a good girl.
Goodbye, Dad.
Senorita. Huh? 1 minute. I command you to stop. Halt.
What? Do you mean me?
You. Come with me, pronto.
But, wait a minute. Let go of my arm. Let go. Help, police.
Did you call me?
No, not you. You let go of me. I want a policeman.
Me? I am the police.
You? Well, what are you trying to do?
The respectful citizens of Cholula demand I arrest you for running around in the street in your underwear.
Underwear? You mean these shorts? Don't be silly. Oh, let go of me. You can't do this. My father will... I said let go.
Oh, you... Aha! You keep me.
Yes, and I'll...
So now I arrest you again for resisting a policeman of the law.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
All right, now, here's some more news about the $10,000 that Campana's giving in cash. By the way, if you have This Week magazine, turn to page 21 and get the full story about this contest. But listen, it's about the easiest contest you ever heard of. You don't need any entry blank. Here's all you do.
Take a piece of paper, using one side only, write 100 words or less to complete either of the following two sentences. Sentence one reads, I like the new specially improved Italian bomb because. Sentence two reads, I still prefer the famous regular Italian bomb because. You finish either of these sentences giving us your honest opinion. Then sign your name and address, attach the front panel only from any size carton of Italian bomb or facsimile, and mail your entry to Campana at the address on the carton. Do this tonight. There's a contest every week giving away five $100 bills until April 28th. Each week's contest closes on Monday night. You can enter as often as you want to each week, provided you follow the simple rules. No entry blank is necessary, but the rules for the contest are available if you want them at drug department and 10-cent stores. Plan now to win one of these weekly prizes, and remember, the grand prize winner and the runner-up prize winner will get $5,000 and $1,000 respectively, will be selected from the weekly winners. Here's your chance to make your dreams come true. Is rolling as seats ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
But you can't keep me locked up. Who do you think you are?
Me? I am Lopez, the man who keeps you locked up.
I demand to see the chief of police.
No speak English.
You let me out of here.
Maybe mañana, maybe next month. Yes, Bobby.
Now, listen, Lopez, let's talk this over. You must know that in America, everyone wears shorts for sport.
Oh, I think America plenty local country, I think.
Oh, go away. No, wait. Bring me some dinner. I'm hungry.
Oh, very sorry. Calabozo do not feed you. Against the law.
I just start?
Maybe you have some friend to bring you food. No?
No.
Too bad.
But I'm hungry. Oh, all right. Give me a pencil and paper.
You eat them?
I want to write a letter.
Guess the law.
Oh, now, listen. You've a kind, intelligent face. Heavens forgive me. A fine, handsome man like you wouldn't refuse me that much. Just a little letter. Nice, senor.
It is still against the law. But what you say about me is true. So here, the paper and pencil.
Oh, gracias so much. Well, wait just a minute. Here, now send this at once, please.
Mañana, mañana.
Now, send it to Esteban de Morris at once. You hear?
Si. El señor Esteban de Morris? Why you not say so? Hey, but Pacho, Pacho, wake up.
Take it to a senor de Morris. Esteban. Oh, darling, I knew you'd come.
So, I find you in the calabozo, little Evelita. Imagine.
Did you bring me something to eat?
What, see? In this big basket, my coffee brochure.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, poke something through the bars, quick.
Not so fast. First, you respond me one little question. For positively the last time, will you marry me?
Oh, so you're taking advantage of a starving girl. Well, let me tell you this. My answer is permanently, definitely no.
Then it is settled. You do not eat. I think I will rest a minute here on the ground.
Oh, go away and let me alone.
For the moment, I have nothing important to do. And I am a little hungry. Tamales, tortillas, cold chicken.
I hope you choke.
Excellent.
If you were a gentleman, you'd make them let me out.
You do nothing for me, I do nothing for you. Oh, wish I brought along a little pepper.
You think you have me at your mercy, but what's to stop me from saying I'll marry you just to get some food?
No, you would not do that.
though you are a little devil.
You love me too much.
Love you? I don't even like you.
So? You come all the way to Cholula to see me.
Oh, you.
You can think of nothing to say, no?
If I said what I'm thinking, they'd arrest me again.
Oh, how sad it is that every time we meet, we quarrel. What was it we quarrel about in New York? I've forgotten.
Well, I remember very well. It was because, well, at least you could have come back.
Well, I knew you would come here.
I was leaving this morning when Lopez arrested me. Esteban, did you tell him to arrest me?
I wonder. Would I like another piece of chicken?
Esteban, answer me.
Shall it be a wing this time or a leg? I just said to my good friend Lopez that I think the Americano senorita need a little watching.
Oh, how can you be so mean to me?
If there is anything you wish to say to me now, Emilita, I am willing to listen.
Don't be like that and then stop eating, can't you? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You are just hungry.
Oh, I know I acted like a half-wit in New York. I'm a brat.
Oh, listen, Emilita. You do love me.
Yes.
You cannot live without me.
No.
Say it then.
I love you, Esteban. I can't live without you.
Oh, my little darling. Put your face up to the bars.
You going
to
feed me?
Oh. First, I must kiss you. Oh, amante, Emilita. No. I will come around and untie the lock.
But how can you?
It's very simple. I have the key.
Hey, what's going on around here?
Who said that?
What? It is Daddy.
Listen, I'm on the track of it. I know the man's name. Feller on the train told me.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
I doubled right back. They said at the hotel you were in jail. What in thunder are you doing in jail, Emily?
Oh, it is all right now, senor. We will have no more trouble with her.
Fine. Listen, Esteban, this Cazuza man lives here in Cholula. His name is Demores, and he has this factory.
What, senor? I am the Cazuza man.
No. His name is Demores.
Esteban de Demores, at your service, senor.
You are the Cazuza. Well, by George.
Why didn't you tell me you were looking for me?
Why? Great Scott, man, I've talked of nothing else. Oh, yes, young man in love. I know. Listen, are you paying attention to me now?
Si, I'm listening, senor.
I want to buy the American right.
Well, senor, I will make you my partner.
Partner? Say, that's great. We'll go back...
Yes, pardon me for interrupting, but can't somebody give me some of that chicken?
1 minute, darling.
Back to the hotel and draw up the papers. But what about Emily? How'd she get into jail?
Wait, senor. First, I wish to ask you for your daughter's hand.
Don't wait to ask me for anything. Just go marry her before she changes her mind.
Oh, Daddy, you are right. We will marry pronto. Not mañana, not the next week, but right now.
Oh, Esteban. And then we'll have a beautiful big wedding breakfast.
And the curtain falls on another play hit in the little theater on Times Square. All right, here are the names of the winners in Campana's $10,000 cash contest. Their checks are in the mail. Here they are, Miss Nona Blair, Knoxville, Tennessee. Mrs. Owen E. McGillicuddy, Toronto, Canada. Miss Harriet Ellis, White Plains, New York. Major W. J. O'Callaghan, Painesville, Ohio. Mrs. Lottie B. Shipley, South Bend, Washington. 5 weeks to go. Next contest closes next Monday night. Keep tuned to this station. Elma Davis will follow with highlights of the news. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Matter.
Thank you. Good night. The First Matter program is a copyrighted radio feature. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network. We invite you to continue the amazing audio tomorrow on Mutual with the Monday Matinee, our weekly series of dramatic, theatrical, classic, eclectic, and live radio dramas. You can subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed every day for the world's largest curated collection of audio drama, or find the Monday Matinee feed in your favorite podcast players. See you tomorrow at the matinee, and thanks so much for listening.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.